Okay, today is Daf Nun Beis of the second Bava Kama. Today we'll learn for Refuah Shleima if one of our members is having surgery today. So the learning should be for Refuah Shleima for Tamar Yuta Bas Chana. Okay, we're up to the two dots. Avar Alav Harishon Velo Kisahu on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Again, Avar Alav Harishon Velo Kisahu. The first guy passes by, two people own a pit together, right? First guy passes by and says, that's very interesting. The pit is not covered. Right? Look at that. It's not covered. And keeps on walking. So what's the halacha? And he even uses the pit. He even uses it. Then second guy comes and says, okay, I'll use it now. First guy leaves. Second guy's chayev. First guy's not chayev. Says the Gemara, how long is the first guy not chayef? To how long? Right? In other words, how long is only the second guy chayef? For how long? Rabbi and Rav Yosef Darmitarvayu, Rabbi and Rav Yosef both say, Mishmei de Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, the Amar Mishmei de Rav Mani, Chad Amar Mishaminicho Mitashmish. One holds when he stops using it. Once he stops using it, walks away, he is potter. The Chad Amar, the other man the Amar holds, Mishayimsilo Dilyav, when he gives the cover to the second guy, even though he's still there. He's still there, he's still busy, but the second guy goes, oh, good, I'm glad you're here. Here, you take the cover, I'm almost done. I'm not done, I'm almost done. What's the difference between these two? We'll see in a minute. Kitanoi, it's actually a machlokes tanoim. I apologize for my voice, I don't know what happened. Hamadala mayim in a bar, if somebody's drawing water out of a pit, ubo chaveiro, and the friend comes along, vamalo, and says, okay, hiniachli, it's my turn, vani adala mayim, and I'm going to do it now. Kivon shehinicho, once he leaves, once the first guy gives him, leaves, mishtamesh, potter, once the first guy finishes his use, he is potter. Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov says, Mishayimso lo dalyav. No, he's only putter when he gives him the cover. Rashi holds the dalyav means cover. Others say it means the bucket. The Rashi holds it means the bucket. Rashi holds it means the cover. Once he gives him the cover, he is putter. So what's going on here? What's the root of the machlokes? Why does one hold number one is putter when he gives him the cover? That's an earlier stage. And the other man Damer holds he's putter when he stops working, which is at a later stage. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Savar Yesh Breira. We hold this Breira. In other words, both of us own this pit together. You can look at it one of two ways. Either I own each half of each molecule of water in the pit, or I own half the pit. You own each molecule, you own half of each molecule of water in the pit, or you own half the water in the pit. That's what's going on here. When you draw the water, are you drawing your half and he draws his half? That's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Shita. Therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, once you give him the cover, it's as if you are relinquishing to him your half of the pit right now, and therefore when he draws the water, he's drawing from his own pit. We don't even say this at all, therefore it's half and half. Therefore, when does the chiyuv leave you? When you leave. Not when you hand him the bucket. Not when you hand him the cover. That's too early. You won't have to pit. When you walk away, what do you want from me? I'm not here. The damage happened. I wasn't even there. I'm Ravina. Ravina says, a similar machlokes. That nan we learned. Hashutfin shenadru hana zemizeh. Two partners say, they own a piece of land together, and they say they're not having any hana from each other. They are not allowed to go into each other's chatzar. Why? They own the land jointly. So I own half of each molecule of dirt. You own half of each molecule of dirt, right? We own it together. Therefore, there's no right to walk. I go in my half, you go in your half. So I can go in half the field. I can't go in the other half because I have a nether against you. But I can go in my half. So same thing over here. Same thing over here. But my kamiflagi, it's the same machlokas, but it's going to be going in a different direction. Well, Rabbi Yaakov Sava Yesh Breira. He holds there is Breira. Hayad l'Ravshe alai ayil, v'hayad l'Ravshe ayil. Breira means retroactive. Wherever I walk, will be a retroactive determination. This wasn't my half. Right? Is there an imaginary line down the center? No. When you walk in a pit, when you walk in a field, you don't walk in every space. You're walking in one path. So wherever I walk will become mevarer lemafreya. That wasn't my half. So too, when she draws for the bucket, he's being mevarer. That wasn't his other guy's half. Therefore, he's chayev the whole thing. For Rabbanan Savri, ain't breira. No breira. Therefore, you can't go in the field at all. Every spot that you walk, half of it's yours. Okay. Next. Now to the Mishnah, we're just going to discuss the same thing in four different applications. Amar b'lazer, hamocha b'ala chavera. Since we spoke about this issue of owning half, when you sell a board to your friend, when does the kinyan take effect? Given shemas l'adaliyav, once you give him the cover, kana, he's konet. Asks the Gemara, hey chitam, how could that be? E b'kasba, it is karka. So karka can only be acquired kesef shtar chazaka. So if it's kesef, likti b'kaspa, when you give him the money, it belongs to you.
You don't need this cover.
And e b'chazaka, likti b'chazaka. If it's chazaka, then you have to do an act of acquisition. What kind of handing? How's handing the cover? An act of acquisition. So the Gemara says, well, olam b'chazaka. No, really, you code it with chazaka. Uboy lememalei. And we need to say, lech chazeku knei, go do an act of acquisition. Go do something. Go dig it a little bit. Go put a fence around. Do something. Kibbutz shemas lo dayav. Once you hand him the cover, command amrina le lech chazeku knei dami. That's it's as if it's an act of acquisition. Because I now have the cover. I am now the baal of this bar. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. But where, even if it's in Rishus HaYachid, you're not mafkir the boy, you're only mafkir the land around it. We said that already. Yeah, even if it's in Rishus HaRabim, you're still... What? You dug it. I don't know how you own it in Rishus HaRabim.
How do you sell it?
Before I talk about that, it must be in Rishus HaYachid, and you mafkir the Rishus HaYachid, but you're not mafkir the bar. Right.
So is this considered
a
chazaka, or is it like?
I think it's like.
No,
you don't have to. You don't have to do anything more. In other words, this statement is built in that it accompanies an act of chazaka. How exactly, I'm not sure. We're going to have the exact same case now three more times. Buying a house, right? Next. Right. Right. But you didn't give him rishus, you didn't tell the bar, you didn't mafke the bar. It's not going to be the bar, that's just a rabbi. Right, that was Rabbi Akiva, we had that. Amar Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. Hamacha b'ayis l'chaveiro. You sell a house. So when does the deal kick in? Kiva and shemasa lo mafteach. Once you give him the key, kana, you kana. Now, hey chidami, what does that mean? E b'kaspa, look to b'kaspa. If it's money is the kinyan. E b'chazaka, let's do b'chazaka. If it's a chazaka, it's got to be real chazaka. So it's lo'olam. So I'm really bechazaka. He really is bechazaka. Uboy lememalei, and he should say to him, lech chazei v'knei. Go do an act of acquisition. V'kivud shemas l'mafteach. Once you give him the key, command amar lech chazei v'knei. Dami. It's as if he said it. Fine. Next, amar shlakish v'shem abyanai hamocher edel lechavero. If somebody sells a herd to his friend, kivud shlos l'mam mashchuches. Once you give him over the mashchuches. Kana, your kana. What's a mashchuches? The Gemara will say in a minute. Hey, chidami. Again, how does that work? Ibe mashicha. If you're acquiring it with mashicha, drawing it toward you, look ibe mashicha. Do an act of mashicha. Ibe mesira. If you're going to do an act of mesira, you're going to pick them up, the animals, they're small ones. Look ibe mesira. Do mesira. Says the Gemara, la'ala ibe mashicha. Really, it's with mashicha. Boy, lemay malay. And it says, if he said to him, he's required to say, Lech Meshach V'Kinei, go do an act of Meshicha. For given the Mashal of Meshchuches, once he gives him over the Meshchuches, Kiman Da Amalei Lech Meshach V'Kinei. It's as if he said it to him, and therefore it's going to work. My Meshchuches, what's a Meshchuches? Hachi Tirgama, over here in Babel, it translates Karkashta, it's the bell, right? They ring that bell. Yaakov Amar, Iza Da Azla Beresh Edra. It's the goat that leads the goat in the front. There was a goat in the front that all the animals would follow. Rashi says it was a smart goat. Right? Eis charif. It was a charif goat. The goat was charif. And that goat would lead off the... So that's basically the way of acquiring the whole herd. Because it'll follow the goat. And then you have one line of Agadah. So you tell me there's no Agadah. One line of Agadah. Kedar shahu gilila alad Rav Chista. That they used to say, Rav Chista would say over this vort. Kad regiz rai al ana. When the shepherd is angry, Abid lenagda smusa. He makes the goat blind. Therefore what? Therefore the goat doesn't know where it's going. The whole herd doesn't know where it's going. And therefore, it'll lead to disaster. So too, when Hashem, the shepherd, doesn't like the way Klal Yisrael is behaving, he makes the leaders blind, so they lead him down into dangerous places, and there's a big nechshol. Okay. Okay, this Mishnah down. Okay, we're going to read this Mishnah. The entire Mishnah is going to be explained by the Gemara in such a way that all we can do is read the words of the Mishnah. Because you're going to have kasha after kasha, it's all going to be explained. Ready? Here we go. Kisahu Harishon. The first two, again, two people own a bar together. Kisel Harishon. First guy comes, covers the bar. Ubo Hasheni. Second guy comes, Umatsu Magula. And he finds the bar covered. Uncovered. Uncovered. First guy covered it. Second guy comes along. Hey, what happened to the cover? Velo Kisahu. And he doesn't cover it. Hasheni Chayev. The Sheni Chayev. Toss it a bit of, look at Rashi. Kisel Harishon. The first guy covered it. Kishen nishtamish, after he used it. Ubo hasheni, and the second guy comes, lehishtamish bo, to use it. So Rabbi Parrish said, I don't know why Rashi had to say those words. If the second guy walks by, and he sees the cover open, does it make a difference why he's there? It's the difference. He came to use it. What if he's taking a stroll? What does Rashi have to say that for? He doesn't know. What would that make a difference? You're walking by, it's your pit, you see it uncovered, oh my goodness, I better cover it. Don't worry about it. You say that, you're chayef. What do you have to want to use it for? Okay. It's like a one-word Rashi, like you scratch it, like, you know, you read those Rashis quickly, you're like, okay, that makes sense. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense. Right? So the Rishonim picked up on it also. Kisahu karoi, if you cover it properly, v'nafalotocho shor hachamar, and a shor hachamar falls in, how can it fall in if you cover it properly? The Gemara will ask that question. Umeis, and it dies. Pater, you're pater. Why? I covered it properly. The Gemara is going to answer, the worms came and ate away at the cover. That's, everybody will agree. No matter what we're going to do to the next omid here, everybody will agree that's an ones. I buy a good cover outside. I buy a good cover in the hardware store, and I cover the pit, and the termites come, that's an ones. Worms come, that's an ones. So I covered it good. The worms came. Everyone holds it's an ones. That's not foreseeable. And therefore, if the animals fall in, you putter. Loki so karoi. You don't cover it properly. V'nafal tocho shor hachamar. And an animal falls in. Umeis. And dies. Chayev. You chayev. That's pashut. A lot of these cases are going to be, the Gemara is going to say, they're only here for parallel. There is no chiddush. Nafal afanav mikol hakriya. If it fell in because of the sound of the digging, there's a guy in the pit digging, animals walking by, hears all this noise down there, hears the construction worker down there, and the animal gets all frightened and falls in. So, nafal lefanav mikol hakriya chayef. If you fall in head first, you're chayef. Right? So according to Rav is going to hold, you fell, and you got damaged because of the airspace, you're chayef. Not lachor, you fell in backwards, that's mikol hakriya because of the digging. Potter, yeah, now you're going to be potter. Rav is going to say tomorrow, the reason why you're potter is because you fell in backwards, and you only got damaged because of the bottom, not because of the airspace, you're potter for that. According to Shmuel is going to say tomorrow, when it says he fell in backwards, he didn't really fall into the pit. So now Chayev, okay, well, you'll do that tomorrow. Now, Nafal Atoch HaShar V'Kelev V'Nishtabru, the ox fell in together with his Kelev, and the Kelev broke. Chamor V'Kelev V'Nishkaru, a Chamor and his Kelev, and the Kelev ripped. Chayev ala behemah, potter ala kelim. You chayev for the behemah, you potter on the kelim. Nafal atocho shor cheresh shota v'katan. If the shor was a baby, or a cheresh, or a shota, the shor itself, chayev, you still chayev. What's the difference? What kind of shor it is? Because if it's a newborn shor, you still chayev. Don't tell me, well, it should have known. It's a baby. Ben obas, a child falls in and dies, you're going to be potter. Why? Because you're not chayev on people. Shor v'lo adam. Eved or Amma, an Eved or an Amma, Pata, you also Pata. Why Eved and Amma? Why are they stuck in here? They're people too. So it's three answers. The Rabbeinu Tam says, because we know that even if the Eved's a 100-year-old man, you pay 30 shekel. So since we're so machmir, maybe there would be a reason to say, you machmir here also by an Eved and you're chayev for the Eved. That's the Ben Tam. The Rimi Lunil and Rabbi Kiva Eger also say, since we said already so many times, we never give the Eved a fair shake, we tell them, I'm hadom al chamar, you're just like a chamar, so maybe like a chamar you're chayev. The Mishnah says, no, you're potter. When do we say that rule? When the Gemara can say that rule. We can't say that rule without the Gemara saying it first. So, if the Gemara says it, we hold from it. By Vlados, yeah. And if not, not. And Tosfos Yontef says another pshat. He says, we're going to see later in the Gemara, he's going to say that any time there's a bow over something, whether it's a shar, a chamar, a chicken, and no matter what kind of animal it is, if there's a bow there, you're going to be chayev. So, whenever there's a bow. So, I would think maybe chayev. Can I show you Potter? I'm just going to say it. Okay. Now, Verishon, the first guy, Ad Emas Miftar. How long is he Potter? What happened? The first guy went ahead and covered it, right? The first guy went ahead and covered it. Second guy walked by, found it uncovered. What did the Mishnah say? The second guy's Chayev, the first guy's not Chayev. What if for a year it remained uncovered? The first guy's still Potter? Right? How much time passes before we make the first guy chayev too? After all, it's half his bar. Right? So how long? So, Amar Rav, Rav says, Bichdei sheyeda. He had to know. If he knew, he's chayev. If the first guy knew it's uncovered, he's chayev. Shmuel says, Bichdei sheyodiyuhu. He should have known. Right? That's called in American law, constructive notice. You didn't have actual notice. It's constructive notice, right? That's why when happens all the time. We have this all the time. When somebody slips in the supermarket because a jar of baby food fell and someone slips on it, they didn't. The owner didn't know that the jar broke. But when they show the video that it's been sitting there for 20 hours, right? They have those security cameras that are the worst thing that ever happened to supermarkets. So when they have a video camera that it's been sitting there for 20 hours, that's called constructive notice. You should have known. You didn't know, but you should have known. And then if somebody hurts themselves, they're going to be responsible. Right? So it's been open for 2 months. Then number two walks by. Hey, open. When did this happen? Of course number one's going to be chayev. You should have known. Right? Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan is even the most machmir. Or the most mekah, however you look at it. But if they should yuhu, you have to know. V'yiskor kipolim and hire workers. V'yachvos and announce. V'yachvos and rosin. Cut down trees. V'yachisenu. And cover it. The Rashi of Bichdei Sheyeda. Look at this Rashi. This Rashi is a big controversial Rashi. Because Rav says you have to know. You have to actually know. Shmuel says constructive notice. You should have known. And the Brochner says you have to know and you have to have time to fix it. Look at this Rashi. Bichdei Sheyeda. You see the Rashi of Bichdei Sheyeda? Says Rashi. Sheyavo gam harishon achrei kein. The first guy walked by. V'yireh megula. And he saw... Hey, I thought I covered it. In other words, he has to walk by himself. Hoel b'shnehem yodin shehu megula. Now that he knows it's covered, ram yechiyuv ha'atarvayhu. Now that he knows it's uncovered, the chiyuv goes on both. So they learn in Rashi that according to Rav, you can't tell him. What if you tap Reuven on the shoulder and say, by the way, Reuven, I just walked by and I noticed your bar is uncovered. Rashi says, he walked by himself and observed with his own two eyes that it's uncovered. Otherwise, you're not going to be chayev. Your neighbor told you. I get calls from a neighbor. The tree's this way. This is no good. That's no good. I didn't see. Right? You call up the neighbor and say, hey, your pit's uncovered. According to Rashi, the way Rav learns, you're not going to be chayev. Why? You didn't see yourself. You have to have mamish actual notice. What's the story for that? I'm not sure. Maybe we don't want to believe rumors. And Shmuel's going to say, no, we believe the rumors. Your neighbor calls you up, you should have known. Right, until then you're not chayev. It's a big chiddush, it's a huge chiddush. Until then you're not chayev. I went there, I covered it. Now, 6 months later, someone calls you up and says, by the way, you know it's uncovered? I didn't know. I never walked there again, I didn't know. I'm not chayev. My neighbor told me. Doesn't make a difference, I didn't see it myself. So Rashi says it in black and white. Next.
Or someone informs you that, you know, whatever.
What?
He doesn't say that. Shiyavo gam harishon achre kain v'yireh megula. He doesn't say that someone told you. The other rishon learned that way. The other rishon learned that way. Of course, what's the reason for that? No, if you know, you know. You have knowledge, you have knowledge. It has to be with your own two eyes. Right? If you have knowledge, you have knowledge. Kiso, next. Ah, so the next Rashi says that. We're going to see the next Rashi in a minute. Look at the Rashi of V'yichros Arazim. The first wide line there in the bottom. Right? See the Rashi? Avol L'sheni Shabav V'nishtamesh Bo. If the second guy came and used it, Lo Yahavin Shir Rekulahai. There is no Shir. There's no Shir for the second guy. Dahavalei La'asuve Shomrim Iluve. Because he should have appointed Shomrim. In other words, the first guy's potter until either he knows or someone tells him. Whatever, right? Rav and Shmuel. Machlokas. Right? Rashi says the second guy, he's not. There's no heter for him. Why? He should hire somebody. What's the svar for that? Why should he versus that? So the Bach says that, trying to explain Rashi, since Rashi says that the second guy came and used it, once you use it, it's different. Once you use it, even though Rashi said the first guy also used it. That's how I started off. Right? Rashi says the first guy came and used it, second guy came and used it. Rabbeinu Peretz scratched his head. What do you have to use it for? Now the Bach comes along and says, no, since Rashi says he used it, so how could you use it and walk away not making sure it's safe? And what's the difference if you're walking and taking a stroll on Shabbos afternoon? You see, oh my goodness, you come Matzah Shabbos and you fix it. No, you don't have to do that. But if you use it, then you can't leave until it's fixed. I'm not so sure. It's a very shvera Rashi. Very difficult Rashi. Why the second guy gets so much blame? I don't know. Okay? Next. Kisei Karov, and Afal Zachar Shachamor, Reis Pater. If you covered it normally, but an ox or someone fell in and got damaged, you're Pater. So the Gemara says, "Kiven dikisoh kore hechinafal." If you covered it, how'd they fall in? How'd that happen? Amar v'yitchak bar barchana shisliya mitocho. The worms ate away at the wood from inside. It was all infested. That's everyone holds. That's an ones. You're not chayy for that. I went to the store. I bought a thing. I bought a cover. How am I supposed to know that the worms are going to come? The termites are going to come. I'm not chayy for that. Ibayelahu. Listen to the following shaila. You bought a cover that was able to withstand the stampede of oxen, but it was not strong enough to withstand the stampede of camels, which the Gemara assumes is heavier. It was not able to withstand that. And what happened? The Asu Gabalim, Gabalim walk away, the Arue, and weaken the cover. Why? Because it wasn't strong enough. But also shvarim v'naflibe. Shvarim fall, and fall in. Shvarim break now the cover and fall in. Says Rashi. The second to bottom line. For also shvarim v'naflibe. Shvarim fall and break and fall in. And what about the enaflibe gamalim? What if camels would have fallen in? Lo mi bayalon dechayiv. You for sure would be chayiv. The hal legabi gamalim posheyahu. That's for sure posheya, right? It wasn't reasonable. Didn't know they're here. Says Moshe Feinstein. There's two types of patur. Let's say, what?
It doesn't depend on the time sequence.
Oh, says Moshe. Let's say I'm a person, right? So a Boris Chayev on Nezek. So I walk by and I notice that bar, and I'm very careful, and I'm a human being. I have faculties, and I'm very careful, and I'm walking around it, and somehow I fall in. Is the Baal HaBor Chayev? Of course he's Chayev. Of course he's Chayev. Right? Where would he not be Chayev? Says Rav Moshe. He would not be Chayev, we're going to have later, if you have a very smart shar who knows how to avoid pits. Very smart shar, the Gemara is going to say later, you're not Chayev for that. Why? It's not a mazik. It's not a mazik legabi that shar. What this distinction is, I'm not 100% sure. So he says, camel? Yeah, there's no camels around. Doesn't mean it's not a mazik. And if a camel does fall in, you for sure chayiv. Okay. Now, so what's the shaila? You bought a cover. It wasn't strong enough for the camels. But there are no camels. And what happened? That camel showed up. Now they made it weaker. Then the ox came and broke it and fell in. Are you chayiv? Amri. Hey chidami. What's the case? E d'shrichi gamalim. If camels are here, poshehu. You're a posheya. That's obvious. E d'lo shrichi gamalim. If there's no camels here, Onis who you're an onis. Lo tzricha, what's the case? To asu leprakim. Sometimes there are camels. Sometimes. Mi amrina, do we say? Kivan da asin leprakim. Sometimes they're here. Poshea, who you're a poshea, di boile asuke daite, should have had them in mind, should have gotten a better cover. O dilma or no, kivan da hashtami is leka onis. Right now, kivan da hashtami a leka, right now there's no camels here. Onis who you're an onis. Tashma, let's try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Kiso, Kuroi, Venafel, Zachar, Shorach, Hamar, you covered it properly. And a Shorach, Hamar fell in, Umeis, Potter, your Potter. Hey, Chidami, why you Potter? Ilemad Kuroi, if Ilemad Kuroi, Lashvarm, Ukuroi, Lagmalim, you made it great, strong enough for camels and strong enough for oxen. Hey, Chinafel, had they fall in? We already gave that answer. They fell in because of the termites. Ella lav koroy lishvarim, ella lav koroy lishvarim, velo koroy lagmalim. It was only good enough for oxen, but not good enough for camels. V'idishchichi gmalim, but if camels are there, am I potter? Why you potter? Poshehu, it's a poshea. V'idishchichi gmalim, and if there are not camels here, pshita, of course, onesu, it's an ones. Ella lav, it must be, ta'asin leprakim, the only sometimes here. Vasu Gmalin, and Gmalin came, Varuye made it weaker, Vasu Shvarim, Shvarim came, Vinaflube, and fell in. Vikatani, what does the Mishnah say? Potter, you potter. Alma, what do you see? Given the Hashtaleka, Ones, who, since they're not here, you're considered an Ones. Says the Gemara, Amri, no, lo, 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 Kurai, Lishvarim, Kurai, Lagmalin. It could have been good enough for both. Ay, Utikakashal, Achechi, Nafal, had it full. We said that already. Amr, Vitzak, Barbarachana, Shetzliya, Mitocho. It was infested. That's why you're potter. That's an ones. Next try. Tashma. This is also from the Mishnah.
But
we didn't answer the question yet. Are you chayiv?
That's good. So that and hisliya, aren't they both questions of normal wear and tear?
Yeah. So hisliya, you consider an ones. Nothing you can do to prevent that. You can't prevent termites. Nothing you can do. That's an ones. I went to the store. I said, I need the biggest, strongest cover you have. Here it is. It's the cover 2000. And you go buy it. And you cover it. And then what happens? It's good enough for gmalim. What?
And then over the course of time, gmalim are going to weaken it.
Right.
Termites are going to weaken it.
Right. No. So gmalim yes, and termites no. Okay. Right. Tashma, let's try to bring another raya. Our Mishnah said, Lo kisoy karo, you didn't cover it properly, v'nafal toch ha-shorach ha-mar, and ha-shorach ha-mar falls in, umeis and dies, chayef, you're chayef. So wait a minute, hechi dami, what's the case? Ilema lo karoi l'shorav lo karoi l'gmalim, if it wasn't roi for either of them, pshita, of course, tzvich l'adim, I need a Mishnah for that? I need a Mishnah to tell me you're chayef for that? The ela what? Elalav, it must be, Karoi Lishvar, it was good enough for oxen, for low Karoi Gamalan, it wasn't good enough for camels. So, hey, Chidami, what's the case? Either Shechichi Gamalan, if Gamalan are always there, Poshehu, you're a Poshea. V'i lo Shechichi Gamalan, and if there are no Gamalan here, Onesu, you're an Ones. Elalav, it must be, Dasan Leprakim, they're sometimes there. V'asu Gamalan, V'aruhu, the Gamalan came and weakened it, V'asu Shvarim, V'naflube, and then the Shvarim came and finished it off and broke it. V'katani, and what does the Mishnah say? Chayev, you're Chayev. Alma, what do you see? Kivin da asin leprakim. Once it comes, sometimes, Poshehu, you're a Poshea. Why are you Poshea? Di bole atzuke daite. Because you should have been more careful. You should have had them in mind. You should have foreseen this. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Araya l'olam, karoy l'shvarim, v'lo karoy l'gmalim. Really, you did it properly for a camel, for oxen, and you didn't do it properly for camels. U'shchichi gmalim. And gmalim are shchiach. Ay, u'tikakashalach, Poshehu. Ay, but isn't that obvious? You're a poshea. Yes, it's obvious. I did the nasif reisha kisel karoi. Since in the reisha we said you covered it properly, nasif sefer nami lo kisel karoi. So too in the sefer we have you didn't cover it properly. Ein achanami, there is no chiddush. Okay. Ikedi amri. Another question. Another version. Ha nami vade loy boila. That for sure wasn't a shaila. The kiv on the asin leproki and poshehu. You're a poshea. Why? The boila atzuki daiti. You should have foreseen it. Ki iboyalon hachi. Who? The iboyalon. Here's the question. Ready for this question? This question comes up virtually every single day in America. Every day this comes up. Okay? Kiso, kiso ish yachalam of neshvarim, you buy a cover that was able to withstand. What was it able to withstand? It was able to withstand cows and oxen. Then yachalam of negmalim. It could not withstand gmalim. Vishchichi gmalim. Gmalim are here. So what did I do? I was negligent. Why was I negligent? Because the cover's not strong enough. But Vitzliya Mitocho. But the reason why the reason why it broke had nothing to do with Kamalim. It had to do with it was infested. Right? Mahu, what's the halacha? You're driving down the street with a broken headlight. That's against the law. That's negligence. But it's in the middle of the day and I get into an accident. The accident had nothing to do with the negligence that I was doing. Happens every single day. You're negligent by driving with a broken taillight. No question about that. But that's not why an accident happened. Right, Justice Cardoza said, you're not responsible. It's not the proximate cause of the accident. It's a cause. It's negligence, not a cause of the accident. Right? Same exact case. You're negligent by making your whole cover too weak. But that's not why the accident happened. The accident happened because it's worms.
Can you prove it?
Let's say you could prove it. If you can. We're assuming you can. That's not why the accident happened. The accident happened because of a different reason. That other reason could also be negligence. It could be an ones. Here it happens to be an ones. When you get into a car accident, well, did you go through a stop sign? Or was it? Or the other guy was at fault? Or maybe nobody was at fault? But the fact that you're driving around in a negligent manner doesn't mean that's a cause of the accident. Right? We're going to say, the Gemara is going to end up concluding, you're not chayav for this. You're not chayav for this. You're not chayav if you do something wrong and that's not the cause of the accident. Which intuitively makes sense. You're not chayav. Why? It's not the cause. Mi amrinan, do we say, mi gudahadi poshe etzal gamalim? Yeah, I was a poshe regarding the camels, hadi poshe anami li hasla, so therefore I'm also a poshe regarding hasla. Right? What? Yeah, there's a Ramban here, but I'll let it go. Oh, Dilmore, maybe, lo amrinan migu. We don't say this migu. It's all the achronim ask. What about, tchiloso b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones v'chayiv? Fine. You started off with a pshia. Now an ones happened, you're still chayav. Very good. It's a different cause. Wonderful. Right? You can say all the American law you want. The bottom line is, because of the pshia itself of ones, should be chayav. Oh, so what? So the Meiri says, there's a lot of answers to this question. The Meiri says, the pshia has to be from, the ones has to be from the same makar as the pshia. And here it's not true.
So that's
the Meiri. Yeah. Right? Right? And the Tosfos has a different shot. Tosfos says that, we don't say this concept of Tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa b'ones only in a case where the ones comes because of the pshia. Here, the ones came because of worms. Not because of the pshia. Right? If the ones will come, you have to figure out when that could be. If the ones would come because of the pshia. Right? Then we'll say it's chasav b'shiyah sofa b'ones. If the onus is out of left field and the pshia is out of right field, we don't say that.
The onus comes from the pshia, it's not
onus. No, but it was an onus. Tashma, let's try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. How we say what we say about this case. Tashma, kiso karo, you cover your bar properly. V'nafal tocha shorach hamor, and the shorach hamor falls in a maze and dies. Potter yipotter. Vitmar Allah, and we said about that. Amar of Yitzchak bar Barchana shesliya mitocho. What happened? There were worms. Sehechi dami. What's the case? Ilem a koray l'shvar v'koray l'gmalim. If it was good for both, v'sliya mitocho. And what happened? They got worms in there. Pshita the potter. Of course he's a potter. Mahavu l'leva. What are you supposed to do? Worms is considered an onus. Something you can't stop that. Something you can't prevent. There's no preventative measure to stop the worms. It's impossible. Can't check. Oh, we're going to see that in a minute. That's going to be a shaila. That's going to be a possibility. Ela lav must be. Karaya l'shvarim, it was good enough for oxen. V'lo karaya l'gmalim, wasn't good enough for camels. V'shchichi gamalim, and gamalim are common. V'sliya mitocho, and yet nevertheless it was wormy. V'katani pater. We see a pater. Alma, lo amrin amigadav pshilin gamal pshilin yaslo. We don't say that. So Gemara says, lo, that's not a raya. Lo olam, karaya l'gmalim, v'karaya l'shvarim. Really, it was strong enough for both. And v'sliya mitocho, and it got wormy. I with the kakashalach kiesliya ma'avle lemeved. What are you supposed to do about that? Mal detaim. I would have thought you buy lemezel b'nakashale. You should go there and bang it and knock on it. Is it good enough? Right? Is it getting weaker? That goes back to your question, Rabbi Shriver. Is there a chiyuv to see if it's weakening? I'm sure that Rishonim and Nachum talk about that. But it's mashma for me. Kama Shmuel, you have no chiyuv to do that. You have no chiyuv to do that. So what do we assume? That the cover lasts forever? A wooden cover lasts forever? A wooden. Right? It's steel cover, it's not rotting away. A steel cover, right? A wooden cover, you never have to check. So there must be gedarim to this rule. But I guess right now the Gemara is saying you have no chiyuv. Tashma, let's try again. Loki soy karoi. You didn't do it properly. You didn't cover it properly. V'nafal tocha shor o chamor umeis, and a shor chamor falls in, and chayiv, chayiv. Say, ekidami, what's the case? Ilem alo karoi l'shor alo karoi l'gmalim. If it's true, you didn't do it, he wasn't strong enough for either of them. Srikha l'meir the chayiv. I need to know you chayiv. Of course you chayiv. El alav, karoi l'shvarim. It was good enough for shvarim, v'lo karoi l'gmalim. But it wasn't good enough for gmalim. Now, v'ishchichi gmalim, but if it's gmalim there, pashehu, it's a pashea. V'iloshchichi gmalim, onesu, it's an ones. El alav, it must be. The shchichi gemalim v'tzliyah mitocho, that the gemal it was shchiach gemalim was shchiach, but anyway there was worms. The katani is chayev. Alma, what do you see? Amrinan, we do say migu dahavi pashelin and gemalim have pashelin and hasla. If you're negligent, it doesn't make a difference. If the negligence is the cause of the accident, you're chayev. You were negligent. You did not buy a cover to be able to withstand gemalim. Amri, no, that's not a raya. Lola olam karoi l'shvarim. It was good enough for shvarim. V'lo karoi l'gmalim. And it wasn't good enough for gmalim. V'shchichi gmalim. And gmalim were frequenting there. V'asu gmalim v'aru. And gmalim came and weakened it. V'asu shvarim and oxen came v'naflu bay and fell in. Aye, with the kakashalach pshita, poshehu. You're right. It's no chiddush. I did the nasev reisha kisev karoi. Nasev sefer nami lo kiso. You're right. There is no chiddush. Is it a raya about this, our question? No, absolutely not. Is it a chiddush? No. Why is it in the Mishnah? For parallel, for consistent. Remember, the Mishnah was always memorized by heart. It was very easy if you always had both sides. Right? This is it, and this is that. It helped memorization. So many times no chiddush in the Mishnah. Many times. Tashma. Now let's try to bring a raya. We're going to bring a raya from a brisa, and this raya is going to hold. Nafal tocho shor chereshota v'katon suma. If a baby ox or a shota or a cheresh or a blind ox for umahalech v'alayla or it's night. All these cases, chayev, you are chayev. Why? Because you didn't do a shmira. Pikeach, if it's a smart ox, umahalech b'yom, or you're walking in broad daylight, putter, you're putter. Why are you putter? Because the ox should have known. Now, v'amai.
Isn't that two separate things?
Two separate things.
Umahalech
b'yom? Yeah. So you have to do, what are the gedarim of that statement? Right. Now, v'amai, why are you putter? Nema, let's say, midahavi poshea, this is a little bit of a stretch, but Nema, let's say, midahavi poshea le'idin cheresh, since you're negligent regarding a cheresh animal, havinami poshea le'idin pikeach. You're also negligent regarding a smart animal. In other words, I am negligent. Why am I negligent? I'm negligent because I didn't cover my bar to protect against all types of animals. The smart animal is chayev. The smart animal knows better. I'm chayev for that. Why? I didn't cover it. Right? El alav. What do you see from here? Shma mina lo minan migu. Don't say that. Shma mina. You're right. We don't say that. It has to be negligent, and the negligence has to be the cause of the accident. Right? The but for, we have what's called but for cause. The but for. But for this, it wouldn't have happened. That's for sure true. Now we even have what's called the proximate cause, which is a legal cause. Besides the but for cause, you have to have a legal cause.
He didn't cover it.
Right. But we're assuming that you're putter on a smart ox. Right? Why are you putter on a smart ox? You're negligent regarding those. You're regarding the baby, you're negligent. So you're negligent. Ah, it's not the cause. So what? What's the difference between this and the case of the camels? There's no difference. Well, I don't know how you know. Well, however you know, you're putter. What do you see? You're putter. All right, everyone have a very good day. And please have in mind today to daven for Refuah Shleimah for one of our members. Tomorrow, Yuta Bas Chana, who's having surgery today. Everyone have a good day.